Where are the gaffes? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Barack Obama speaks, thousands cheer. How many more times must we hear that? This defies the laws of gravity. He's been to Jordan, where the king himself chauffeurs him to the plane. He emerged from meetings with Israelis and Palestinians without so much as a ding. And of course, he visited Iraq, where he met with the generals and even sank a three-point shot playing basketball with the troops.
I really get a kick out of spending time with the troops.
And as this spectacle unfolds before us, a stunned nation wonders, when is he going to commit a gaffe? This is getting crazy. I got an email. Dave, Barack Obama in the Middle East being followed by three starry-eyed news anchors? The world hasn't seen that since the first Christmas. But what else can the media do? Man, you can't help but empathize with John McCain. We all know what it's like to think you have the lead in the High School Musical all sewed up, and then the new guy walks into the audition with all the songs memorized. What really had to hurt was that picture of Obama and General Petraeus sharing a helicopter and smiling, with a cryptic Petraeus quote that there are more Democrats in the military than people think. Meantime, McCain has committed approximately three gaffes at a time when no one's even covering him. Obama addresses thousands in Berlin. John McCain goes to a grocery store to prove he knows the price of a gallon of milk. I can absolutely see why it's driving conservatives into a blind rage. Now, I'm not surprised Robert Novak didn't see that pedestrian splayed on the windshield of his Corvette. Blind rage will do that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.